Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. It is Dom Knight, Charles Firth and Andrew Hansen with you today. Now, Charles and Andrew, you have both been through things that I'm going through. As we speak, I have to wrap up fairly soon because my daughter is at her kindergarten orientation.
Yes.
She's there. She's going to kindy next year and they've taken her for 90 minutes just to sort of prep her. And I'm worried that because she's my daughter, she's already, in the second contact with her new classmates, become a social leper. I'm worried that she's going to be like me.
Oh.
And I want to know, what do you do to survive with a bit more popularity and you know, just self-respect that I've managed to garner from my life in the 45 years of it so far?
Yeah, because bullying is a problem at that school. Both my kids went to that same school. And
well, that's encouraging for you, Dommy. There you go. It's nice to hear.
But I think the main reason why bullying is such a problem is because my kids are there and they're the bullies. Because...
Well, aren't they leaving next year?
They are. But Angus is there this morning, so he may come across your daughter. And and the point is that I said right from the word go, I said, because I was bullied terribly at high school, as you know, Dom.
Oh, good, good. That's good.
And bullying is bad, but if you have to make a choice between being bullied or being the bully, it's much better to be the bully than to be bullied.
Oh, that's so true.
Yes.
Yes, much, much easier, isn't
it? Yes. And...
Yes, yes.
And, you know, like I think you want to ramp it up. Like, I think, you know, you start with... What I did with my kids is... You know, you start with Nerf guns and, you know, sort of playthings and stuff like that. But you can buy non-sharp training knives and things like that, you know, because you don't want them to cut themselves.
No, of course not.
But get them familiar with, you know, training flick knives and things like that. They're completely blunt. They're very safe. And then sharpen them up. Put them in the back, their backpack. And the good thing is that you also make a bit of money on the side. Well, they do at least.
Oh, very.
I mean, it's a business venture, isn't your thing, Charles. See, it's interesting. You come at it, though, you know, you've got boys, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I've got a daughter at school, and that's much more about the emotional
bullying. Oh, which is far worse as well. Yes.
Oh, much, much more hurtful. Yes. Much more hurtful. So if you can teach her a bit of kind of manipulation and how to exclude others by forming a club.
Yes.
Just of all of her own, I think that'll serve her very, very well.
If she becomes the arbiter of what's cool. And,
she should be the first person to set up the popular girls club, and then she's defined who the popular girl is.
It's all about who announces first. It's like first mover advantage.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, that's
very
good.
You've got to do that.
Calling dibs on popularity.
I like it.
My other tip for you, Dommy, for her. Is that, you know, she's going to public school. I find that they get terribly confused. You know, the anxiety and the nerves are compounded by the fact that every public school is equipped with a PA system.
Oh.
That they make these announcements which are utterly inaudible.
Yes.
Because the speaker quality is so poor.
Yes.
So the whole day is punctuated by these barked orders.
Yeah, because they're showing them when I come to the show, man, at the principal's office and they went home, man.
Urgently. And the kids are just in a pant. Like, my poor daughter's in tears because she never knows what's going on.
Yes.
I never know. If I'm there, I have not a clue where to go or what to do. So, look, you know, just what you might want to do, Dommy, is just invest some money buying a PA system for the school that actually works.
Mm. Or I could just buy her a loudhailer, couldn't I? Couldn't she just tell people what to do through a loudhailer in the playground? Because, you know, power abhors a vacuum, as we know from political science, Charles. She could be the definitive source of when lunch had ended and began.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Tell her,
she can make the announcement.
Or she can just pretend to understand, because no one's going to understand the announcements.
Oh,
she just can just pretend to understand what's going on and just tell people to do things. Oh, that's That's Mrs. Handley. She says that you should all go and sit in the bathroom for half an hour.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. I guess because if, you're the in the unpopular club.
If she forms an alliance with the teachers, this is what I'm thinking could work.
Yes.
Because the kids will come with, they'll come with lunch or they'll come with lunch money. Mm. Teachers make no money whatsoever.
Yes.
If my daughter can extract all the money from all the kids with lunch orders, then she could split it with the teachers 50-50.
Mm.
And that would actually probably augment their salary quite considerably.
Hey, yeah. She'd be the class favourite too. The teachers love it when the kids bribe them.
Like an organised crime boss.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a brilliant
idea. I mean, that is a good strategy. The only problem with that strategy at the moment, though, in terms of the education system, is that because our kids are going to public schools and teachers are in high demand and private schools can afford to pay more, the general length of time that a teacher will work at a public school is about down to about 2.5 weeks. So, she will have to continuously, I mean, it's good life skill to know how to continuously chat up whoever their new permanent teacher is, who will last 2.5 weeks and then leave for a private school. Yeah, so there's just that sort of revolving door problem there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, these are prison skills too, aren't they? This is the fantastic thing, is if she ends up on the inside later in life, she'll know exactly what to do. You know, you go up to the biggest person in the yard and you stab them and no, it's a very, or politics. If she goes into politics as well, knowing where to funnel the bribe strategically is a very good idea.
One of my sons, I'm not going to name who, because it's a slightly embarrassing tale. I remember came home very upset once when he was in about year sort of 4 or 5, and we asked what was going on, and it was
Tommy's daughter.
My other daughter's fascinated by this.
She's learning.
It was a bullying problem, and we sort of got him eventually to sort of tell us who was bullying him, and I can understand why he didn't want to tell us, because it turned out that the person bullying him was in year 1.
Right. Oh, wow.
Vicious little cunt, right, in year 1.
That's embarrassing.
Terrorizing this sort of person who's twice his age, who happened to be my son. And it was very sad.
But
my point is that it's not too young to start, Dom. Like, if they can...
Yeah, aim high.
Yeah.
And aim high. Yes, aim for the older kids. Aim for the older kids. In fact, your younger daughter, Dommy, like, when you take her to the pick-up and the drop-off, she should start trying to bully the year 6 kids, I reckon.
Well, that's what we're hearing. That's why she's interjecting. She's practicing saying, I'll cut you... Yes. He's practicing saying, you know, give me your lunch money or I'll dump you in the bins.
I feel intimidated.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
I mean, for The Chaser, I don't want to name who it is, and it wasn't me, which is what you would think, regularly was placed in a bin back in their school days, was just made to stand in a bin. It was very unfortunate, but it taught him a thing or two about life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was a good thing that taught him.
Very bad thing.
I think it scarred him forever. But nevertheless, it happened. Mm. So she's got to be the person putting the other people in the bin.
Mm.
Oh, gosh. You must be talking about Craig.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
He's obsessed with bins. Yeah. I mean, he's got a lifelong obsession with bins and rubbish.
You've known Craig for longer than I have, both of you. We've both known him since very early. Can you see any universe where Craig Rucastle would be bullied?
Within
10 seconds, bully would be sucking up to him.
He would have put this person in the bin, I assume. I mean, that's where his war on waste begun, I would have imagined.
I just realised, we have a perfect resource for your daughter, Dom, which is just get Craig to explain how to do bullying. And although I think probably actually the public don't realise what a terrible bully Craig at least used to be.
Oh, he's a monster.
Yeah, he was a monster. Yeah. Yeah, they probably...
He threw things at my head on a regular basis in the Chaser office.
Yeah.
I probably deserved it, let's face it. But there's no way. But Craig's skills...
That was by agreement, Dom. They'll be all...
Craig's ability to just effortlessly master any situation, that's a great lesson to learn. She's not going to learn that from me.
Yeah. Maybe you should give Craig your daughter just permanently.
Well, Craig doesn't have daughters.
Yes.
Craig's amazing, you know, fertility just birthed boys to carry on the Rucastle line. He probably wouldn't mind a daughter.
Yeah.
Well, this has been thoroughly depressing. All right. Well, excellent. Okay. And so this will set her up
what I would also say, Dom, is my son is currently the vice captain of your daughter's school.
Oh, he knows how it works.
Yes.
So, he's got power.
So he can, and one of the things that they do with the kindies is they do peer support.
Right.
Right. So the year sixes pair up with a couple of the kindies and, you know, help explain everything to them. I think that's a perfect opportunity for your daughter to just start bullying the year sixes. Like, that's good training ground.
Start bullying the vice captain.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if she gets paired up with a buddy, at my daughter's school they call it a buddy.
Yeah.
Right? I'd say if she could start bullying the buddy,
yes.
I reckon she'd be in with a real shot.
Well, actually, I've noticed in the playground, I don't know quite how it works, but there's a yellow bench called a buddy bench.
Yes.
It says buddy bench on it. What I'm envisaging is that any child who sits on that bench is immediately saying, please bully me.
I was literally going to tell you that, which is never sit on the yellow bench. Tell her that. Because that is literally, I'm the Nigel loser character in this school.
I have no friends.
It's the Nigel no friends.
Why would they have that? I mean, I would have been on it every day in my primary school.
Handy.
But
it's handy, Dom. At my kids' school, they have a similar space. It's called the quiet play area.
Oh.
No doubt if you go there, you're probably just asking to be absolutely smashed, I would think.
Mm. No, I'll tell you why they've got that yellow bench is because my son's year actually did the fundraiser to buy that bench, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so that they would know who all the losers were to bully.
to earn
and it's
money
bright
back.
Yellow, yeah. So it's really visible from a distance. It's kind of like a high vis. Yeah.
And
high
yellow
vis loser
literally
bench.
Means, you know, chicken and timid. So that's brilliant. What a fantastic idea.
It should be lit. It should be lit from beneath as well.
These are very good suggestions. I guess my only question in just considering the wisdom you've imparted to me while my daughter yells in the background is if you understand these things, why are the two of you not more alpha? I mean, let's face it, you're not... Exactly. You're not the ones who are taking the lunch money away from people.
It's called childhood trauma, Dom. Like,
That's what you got, isn't it, Charles?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
I never got any trauma. I'm just a lovely, lovely man. That explains everything I do, Dommy.
Isn't it that you sort of...
What's that unconvinced pause? What's the pause?
You're a horrible man,
Andrew. You meant to chime in agreement.
No,
Andrew, I do. I think you're lovely. I just think you're crushed. I think the world has destroyed you largely. And left you a smoking ruin of a human.
Yes.
which I'd say of myself as well. I just don't think we're wrong. I don't think we should have been allowed to have children, really, or raise them.
Well, maybe don't take it to school. My daughter's agreeing. You could be one of those weird homeschooling sort of people. You know, you could be. Oh no, I say weird. They're not all weird. I'm sure some of them have very good reasons.
Yeah.
Not many of them.
mostly probably not. But maybe you could do that.
It's been enormously helpful. I've got to go and pick up my child now, and I will make sure that we do not leave the playground without extracting money from every single child there.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Dummy.
And then also, just you know, when you see her. And she runs into your arms and gives you a big hug and she's expecting you to say, did you have a good time? Just say, you're a huge disappointment. You know, just to toughen her up, give her a few calluses.
That's a very good idea because we all know when she becomes a teenager, she's going to be saying that to me.
Yeah. Just give her some fuel, some fuel to work with.
All right. Thank you so much. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. And you can give us money at chaser.com.au/podcast. And if you don't, I'll set my daughter on you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.